And welcome to another week of Limud and Daf Shua. We're going to go back to the sugya that we learned last week to discuss one of the inyanim of Perigil and Nairis Ve'ilin, and that is the sugya of Edim Zaymimim. The halacha is, of course, the Edim Zaymimim applies to a case where the Edim were Edei Sheker, and they were Muzam. They were not Mukrash, that you're just not wrong. They were Muzam in a way which says Imanu Yisem, which is designed to close down any ambiguity. And then the question is, what sort of a straw? How can you be ma'anesh? It's on page 15. How could you be ma'anesh the aid of Zayman? Every single halacha in the Torah requires that a einish have an hazara. Where is the hazara for Edim Zaymimim? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Omar, Edim Zaymimim, Emoina Mishalne Umilka Leilaki, Mishum Dolabne Esra Ninu. Rabbi Eliezer is a machadish, a tremendous chiddish, that we don't need a pasuk to tell you that Edim Zaymimim are patur from Malkus, because by definition they can't get Malkus because there is no Hasra. How could you be Mazim, the putative Edim Zaymimim? Why not? Why can't just give a general Hasra? So the Gemara explains why that's true. Umarava Tedu Nesru Bemis. There's a simple, practical problem which prevents the Hasra from being effectuated. When should we carry out this Hasra? Nesru Bo Mikara. If you'll say that the Edim should be warned before the entire Agadis Edus Amri, they will say Ishtolan. We forgot. Let me pause here and let's learn a few Rashis. Rashi says Labanes from you Kaidim Edus. As we were about to explain, Hilkach, if there's going to be an einish for Edim Zaymimim, the only einish can be monetary. Because there's no einish on a guf. The malchus includes the einish on the guf without a proper hasra. Therefore, says Rashi, after Gavi Ben Gushma Chalutza Shinulu Malchus plays Ra. Rashi asks a very obvious kasha. The first sugi in Malchus tells us that Ben Gushma Chalutza does get Malchus. Hasum Gzeres Hakasuv. There's a Beferisha Gzeres Hakasuv, a pasuk which is unique. The Ashkum of Malchus Behedia. Vayam Ben Hakaisa Rasha. Makminin Lakra. Immediate Loy Matzislam and Ishenu Kasha Zama. Says the Gemara Teda, I'm going to bring you a raya that you can't be master, says Rashi. She efshalahashes to him. When? This is Rav speaking. When? If you'll say it's Mikara Yoim, Isha'a Koydim Sheyudo Edis, Amri, they will say Ishtilin, Shuchach Nahasra. We forgot the Hasra. Haray Shabitlu Hasra. We see that the Hasra was Mevutl. Back to the recitation of Rava. Excuse me one second. I have to do some wire plug-in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're back to Rava's quandary as to exactly when the Edom Zayman should be Musra. So Rashi says they will say that they forgot, which is a legitimate taina because Edom Zayman, Edom have to be warned immediately before the Agada say this. Nesra b'shas Maisa, Parshiv le'mesadi, says Rashi, for le'emes. We are going to scare them off and close off people from coming to be made. Nesru b'lasayf, can't do Haggadah Seidus afterwards. May dohaba haba, says Rashi Lach, sheyidu may dohaba haba. The kibun shehiget shuv ene chayzer umagid. Says Abaye to Rava, what's the problem? So the Amoraim didn't accept what Rav said, and Rav Abaye asks, after they were made teichde dibur, it can still be chayzer. The second Rav Achbarach says nirmaz rimudei b'shas to edus. Let's be merames to him on Asra, and therefore they won't, in such a way that you got to tell the truth, in such a way they won't be mocked and run away, where I could tell them you're going to kill you. So the Gemara tries various ways to figure out a way to have the Asra before. It's not possible, says Abaya, that Edom Zayman should require Yisra. Why not? Because Lamaisa, they were Zaymeim to kill this person with their Edus, and the Edus was Sheker, and they never will master him. So therefore, the entire Agudas Edus fails because it doesn't mean test of kasha zamam, which has to be equivalent to the hasra of the person. So we see Rabbi Sai, the tamsis of the sugya is that Rabbi Lezer holds lemaisa that Edom Zayman do not require hasra, and Abaye says a karchok does no hasra because there's no kasha zamam, because they wanted to be ma'ane shtin nidain without hasra. Ask the Ktseis HaKreshin, Akasha, which is Yedua in Eilam Yeshiyus. How is it possible that Edom Zayman asked Ktseis not Tzarech Hasra? They could always taina. They can always taina that we can patter themselves from Einish by claiming they were Shayikim. How does the Torah differentiate a shayg from a mezid? Through Asra. You give somebody Asra, he no longer can claim that he is a shayge. But if Edom Zayman do not require Asra at all points, you're going to try to be mazim them. You're going to try to give them the chiyuv zama. They'll claim we were shayge. We didn't know that this is wrong. This is the Kasha of the Ktsais. Ktsais answers Alpia Shita of the Rajba and the Chuvas HaRajba. Chuvas HaRajba says, from this we see a big Yisayid in Dine Yisra. The Iker Te'eles of the Yisra is only Kedei to be Mevarer, that the Iser was done, the Aver was done, B'mezid and not B'shegu. But you need Hasra, even if we know that it was done by Mezid, you'd still require Hasra. Why? Because the Torah is machadish that in order to give an Einish, you need Hasra. In order to give an Einish, you need Hasra. Why? Because the Torah says there has to be absolute clarity, a veir of a dice. When it comes to Edom Zayinim, this chinch of Din Hasra was never given, and therefore, Ein Achinami, Einim Zoyman, Paka do not need Hasra. The Tzais famously is in Simon Chafkes, where the Tzais goes through three or four sugyas. On the left side, he brings the Gemara in on page 95. He brings the Gemara in Ilmiris, and he says, brings the Tshuvas Rashba and a Tumim. And he says, I'm trying to distill it in such a way that we can understand the flow here. Let's pick it up here. Bir Lashon HaRashba, even though we haven't seen the Rashba inside, but the Tzais's Vart is embedded here in the Pshat of the Rashba. This is the print which has the Tzais and the Sivas on the same page. The Vaidan Kam on the Filochavit Sarach Hasra. Even somebody who absolutely knows everything still requires Hasra. And he brings Araya, Echa Talmud Chacham from the Lashon HaRambam. Clearly, Chazaka that he knows it. Nevertheless, he's not Narag until it becomes an absolute Vadais. So a person should not be able to claim that was a Shaygi. That's the Gzeris Akasu. Which is, even though we can assume that this person, great Talmud Chacham, and he knows the Isser, just finished learning Malchus Be'iyun, because he is a Chaver. Nevertheless, until there is an Isra, Zegzeris HaKasuf, that the Torah will not be Ma'anishim until there is an absolute Vadois, which is created Dafka through an Isra. In order that a person should not be able to taina, I was a shaygeg, even though you should have known Hilchais Hazama. This is a bazunder there's a kasuv of Asra. Tzais brings various rias to this, various sources. The fact that there's no chiluk in the Talmud Chacham and Amaretz, and the bottom on the on page 96. Alar Karchach says the Ktzais to Medina le Motzi Amri Ishtalin, even though a person can't tie, I forgot. El Basra Chidushu Dubai have Chana Gemur Ben Shayg Lemesim. Ktzais's Yisayd is that the Yisayd of Asra is that it needs a Havchana Gemura. Imkain Raya Sarajba Nachina made him Zaymin, Le Boyasra, Neragam. Le Mati Army Ishtalin de Isser Yeshbidavar. He can't say that we forgot because there is a Isser. That can be Ray. Like Say Sachation. This Yisayin of the Ktsais is built upon Lashinus in the Rishonim, and it in effect is possibly Nister from Lashonis and the Rishonim. Taisus Sanhedrin, Daf Samachei Amud Beis, a small Taisus where the Gemara says, Yatzu Edim Zayman She'ein Ba'en Maisa. The Gemara is discussing how it's possible to give Malchus to Edim Zayman after all, on page 97. They had no action. Asks Taisus Akasha, why do we need a Pasuk? Lamli Lamute Adam Zaim Mikarban a filibishag mitlug lay by Isra. The Nerag even Bishag. Taisis clearly says
an Edom Zayman on a Noshim, even if they were made Ed Sheker without any knowledge of Ilchay Zazama, without any knowledge of Masechtas Makas. They are Ne'enash, even B'shaygei. Tesis then gives two Metzias into frame for this problem, but from the Kasha, we clearly see Tesis's Kasha, in which he lives with the Yisayit and the Teretz, is that you are Ne'enash, even with B'shaygei. The problem number one. Problem number two, is the Rambam. Because, again, well, let's review the Ketzaisas Yisayit to see how the Rambam approaches the Sugil, which could be different. Again, the Kasha of the Ketzais was, how could it be possible that Edom Zoyman can be managed by Yisrael? They could always tell you they were shaking it. Says the Ketzais, Avada Edom Zoyman, you cannot be Nanash if they were shaking it. And the chiddush of the Torah is that Kol Zman, we don't know for a fact they were shaygim, we assume they were mezidim. So what the Gemara is trying to tell you is that even though normally, in a case of mezidim, they also require a sra, that's a gzeres akasav of the Torah. But this gzeres akasav doesn't apply to Edom Zayman. The problem is, we see that many Rishonim don't agree with this. First is Tysus. Clearly, Tysus and Hedron says, Edom Zayim are Nenash and Philip B'Shaig. And now let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam, in Perig, Chof of Hilkas Edis, says the following. Ve'el Edom Zayim and Shkoda. The Rambam says clearly that Edom Zayim is no din of Shaig. Afish ain ba Maisa. The Rambam says that there's a new reason why Edom Zayim did not require Isra. Rambam looked at the Gemara Sanhedrin, saw that the Gemara asks the Kasha, there is Ein by Maisa. The Rambam says, from this Gemara we can see a Yisoid that Edom Zayim do not have the Edom Zayman don't have the halacha of Tur Shaygeg because they have no Maisa. Where does Ram get this from? Ram seems to be telling you a Svarim Chodeshah, Stigvar Akasha, and Edom Zayman, good, there's no Maisa. So how could you be Mechayev them? But that's not the reason why Edom Zayman are chayiv even b'shegeg. So the Kef Nisha struggles with this. Brings the Sugis HaGemara. Look at towards the end. The Imkain. Five lines for the Ravid. A tiny heem from the Hadar Amar Abayi v'loy mishum ma'id kamarav ishtlin. The Kesef Mishnah blibes by Akasha and the Rambam. Where did the Rambam see this, and why did the Rambam come up with this new chiddush? The Ravid, of course, doesn't accept this. And the Ravid said, where does Rambam come up that the reason why Edom are like even without a straw because it's just to be Maisa. That's a Sugin Sanhedrin. We're a Sakasha. Tais is a Sakasha. But that's not the reason. In Bipne Shomar Kosov Tarachas Yilcham Lais Bishgaga, in God of Das Cham Lay Tarachasra. Doesn't make any sense. The Gemara brings a different time. Why did the Rambam come up with this Chiddush on his own? So the Akronim are Meirich mightily to explain, and there are two basic Mahalchim in the Shitas HaRambam, which we'll try to distill shortly, at least give you the Mara Mekaymis so you can look at it himself. The Kesef Mishnah asks Akasha, where did the Rambam see this? In the Sugin, it's Vashma, the Ikaratam, is Inu by Kotbola Yisrael, Vyu by Yisrael, Lom Shabart, that there's no way to Mekayim Kasha Zomam, the deficiency of Kasha Zomam, because of this. Says the Gemara, says Reb Shemichkov, that the site of the Rambam of Adam Zimmerman, let me try to distill it for you outside and then try to tell you what Reb Shimon says and what Reb Aaron says, and then maybe we can have time what Reb Chaim says. Reb Shimon says that there's a big side in Adam Zimmerman. The side of Adam Zimmerman is that it's a unique portion of the Torah, and the Kasher Zomam, the Einish of what they try to do. We don't find anywhere in the Torah where there's an Einish in trying. All across the Torah, there's an Einish on people who do an Avera. Except for Adam Zimmerman. In the case of Adam Zimmerman, the Einish is not on the people who were over the law of Leisaneh. That's not the issue. The Einish of Adam Zimmerman is a unique Einish that they were trying to be Marsha. The word Marsha means make a Russia into a person Shalaik Din. Not because of Isser Leisaneh. Because of the Isser that they were trying to make Rishayim out of people Shalaik Din. Says Rav Shimon, if that's the case, Adam Zaymim Anenash Afilu B'Shoigeg with the Isser of Adas Sheker. Why? Because the aside of the Isser is on their intention to be Ma'anish, to be Marashia, to create a Rishis and someone Shalaik Din. Not because of the Din of Lysana. Says Rav Shimon of Chiddush Otzum. When the Rambam says the words, Ein Bamashsa, if you go back to the Ram for a second, on the previous page, Ram says what seems to be a strange thing. Fish Ein Bamashsa. The Ram means that the Maisa Avera is this vert. Is not because that's Bechai of the Kasha Zomam? Nachmo. The parsha of Adam Zayman, the Maisa Vera is not what's Mechayev the Einish. Mechayev is to trying to blacken somebody's name and to give him an Einish Shalei Kedin. And that's what the Rambam means in that words Lefisha Ein by Maisa. It's a little bit abstruse, a little bit ambiguous. Kiddush, that this is what a legitimate way to learn the Rambam. But this is what Reb Shimon says. Let's see it in far side. In Era Lafianist ITM, page 99. The Ma'ash Hanisha Taira Eid Sheker, Painapne Aver Salav, the Laisana. Ma'asha Asu Neged Harachmana. Ela Ma'ash Hershu Neged Midais Anushios. They did a terrible thing. Even if they did not know the Chaimer Isser. Since they knew that through their Haggadah, that person would be falsely blackened, that's a Icarishus. Why should my very naked member of Rachmanim? My time ain't Adam Zayman Shkaga. So therefore, this cannot be done because an intent that somehow grace will have the analogous to defamation in secular law. Defamation requires an intent. So here too, the Chiddush of the Torah of Kasher Zomam is not the Leisana. That could be Chayim even without.
But the chiddush here is that what you're trying to do is blacken a person's name, be marshia a person. That the Torah says requires on the intent to blacken the person's name. And therefore, this is not possible. He says, this is the Kavana in the Lashon HaRambam. You can decide for yourself if you accept this in the Lashon HaRambam, but this is what Shimon says. It's not a standard Maisa Ver Kol Torah Kula, which divides between Shaykh and Bezit. The Chiyav is because of their intent. That's the Siva of their Chiyav. Says Rav Shimon, what Rambam is trying to tell you is, if that's the Siva of Chiyav, the intent to blacken a person's name, the Chayav, even if it's Shaykh, because there's no Hashaykh in such a case. Shaykh is a question of whether they learned Hilchos Leisana, but that's not the Yisayid of the Isser. Yisayid of Isser is blackening a person's name. The intent to blacken a person's name, says Rav Shimon, that is sufficient, and therefore Edom Zayman do not require Isra, because it's Dai B'Kach, it's sufficient that what they intended to be minus to person Shalek Adin is Rishus, and therefore when the Rambam says Ein b'maisa, the kavon is the maisa veira is not what's mechayev the einish kasha zomam. The mechayev is the fact that there were zomamu lahanish adam shalayka did. Reb Aaron follows Reb Shimon Svara, and he says that kasha zomam is taka chidush shalaymet sinu b'chol terakula. And it's based on the fact that the Edom wanted to be managed and didn't like it in. And therefore, he says, that's what Abaya means. When the Gemara says, you by a kata b'lay Yisra, he means, since they wanted to be Marashia, the person, and to be kill him b'lay Yisra, which means shalayka din. Therefore, Torah says, mida keneged mida, we're going to be manish you without a straw, which really is putatively shalekadin. So this is the pshat of the Gemara, and this is the pshat of Abaya. But Abaya says, how could it be? Because no kasha zama. That's gufa the pshat of kasha zama. Look here on page 100, and I'll close with the Rabbi Chanan. A getter bezeh. Gemayder atzal chayv din b'leisis shasa shum mais b'leishay chayv betzim. Cain, there you go, right where you are. Meschay meidom al machshav ratzal ol meosiz kashazaman b'leish mais ha-mechayv. Ask Zabaya, eichi tokshen b'leis chayv b'leisro, and ratzal chayv b'leisro. Kshem shayt b'chayv b'kashazam b'leish mais ha-mechayv, b'chayv b'leisro lo'in shugov shetayra. This is what the Shakatai of the Gemara is. There's some variations, slightly different angle here in the Mishnah Shemarim, but more or less it follows the Mahalach of Reb Shimon in the Shita Miyichedes, or the Mechai of Edom Zaymimin, that it is their intent to be Marshia. Therefore, not Shai Shai. Reb Chanan has a different teretz and concluded this. There's a nice difference in Mashiach, which we don't have time for, but you can take a look yourself. Rabbi Chanan has a different yisayid. He says that what the yisayid of Kasher Zaman, he said the Einish Kasher Zaman has nothing to do with the Maisim of the Edom. He said the Einish Kasher Zaman, the Losh uses a very interesting Marshall says the Einish of Kasha Zamam is, listen to this Marshall, the Nafal Aleihem Kamoi B'Yerusha. It's like Azazach, that just like a person does nothing and no kinyan, no actions, and the Yerusha falls to him, Neifalayim, so too, Kasha Zamam, the Einish is on the fact that they wanted to put a Einish on the Nidain, and it turns around and is Neifel on them, falls on them. That's the lashon that he uses. And the Meili says, how could there be Edom, Asra and Edom Zayman? Einish is not coming to the Maisa. As if this is the lashon of the Rambam, Ein lo Maisa. What he means is the Siba Savachiv is not a Maisa. The Siba Savachiv, they did nothing. In a way, they were passive. That's what Neifel means. And when Abaye says that Lashon Abaye uses, he's come to tell you the Ikar HaDin, that Edom Zayman and Tzarech Hasra, but doesn't explain why, comes along the Rambam and explains why. And Ein by Mais means that it happened more or less by itself. Let's take a look here. A few lines in the Lashon Rabbi Chanan. Menira Perusha Lidas HaRambam, page 103, about halfway down. The Chiyuv Kashazama Memela. Chiyuv Kashazama happens by itself. At the last three lines that you have on the screen, you want to pick it up a little bit. The Chiyuv Kashazama Memela, B'lay Maisa Mechayavis Klal. He didn't do anything. If you can mark it, please. He didn't do anything. The line starts with Maisa, the last word in the line, Menira. It's not It's not what the Rambam means. That means a much lumdish vart. In the case of Lav Shein by Maisa, even though there's no Maisa, we did something. But Edom Zayman, there's no shum thing that you mechayev him. Listen to the lashon here. Chiyuv nafal aleihem kamoi biyerusha mehanidoyim. Shiratz lechayevoy. It's as if they're playing some sort of a volleyball game here. They tossed something in the way the Nidin and Nidin slammed it back on them, and it's nifal on them. Similar to Yerusha, which is Neifel on them. Now he goes into some of the there's a kusav of Edom Zayman. Gevursham b'taisvus the chayv karm k'shuz megam b'mandin ain shayk b'asra last line shalay lasay sa ma'isa de ain mechayev estar chasra the ma'isa b'isra ain mekaycha lechayev. And then he says a tremendous chiddush. He says, this sugya here has to be learned together with the sugya in Sanhedrin. If you look here in Eiskuf Ches, that's not the reason. The reason is really in Sanhedrin. The sugya in Eksubah is just to tell you this is the mitzvah, they don't read Eksra, Teda. Abel Tama Dover, who was sugya in Sanhedrin, we also Maisa, and that is what Rambam, looking at these two sugyas and his brilliance, put these two sugyas together. And said, according to Rabbi Chanan, that the sight of it is they didn't do anything. But it's Neifel, just as they planned to be Neifel on the Nidain, it was Neifel on them. Okay, Rabbi Sait, it's as far as we can take it today, just because of the basic Mara Klamis, Kasha, Shakatari the Gemara, Kasha the Ksais. Why can't they always tie their Shug again? Teres to the Ksais, Alpi the Rajba. The new halacha in Dinei Asra, the Ikar Te'elis is that it was done by Meizid. The Ikar Te'elis of Asra is that it was done by Meizid. And here, the Torah was Mechadish. In order to give an Einish, you needed Asra in order to become a Vayver of Adais. And this was not Mechadish, Legabe Edom Zayman. This is the side of the Ktsais. But if you know Bebira, the Edom Zayman, we're showing again their Tanka. This is Nistar from Taisvis. It's in Hebron clearly. The Rambam and Hilchas Edus, clearly, and the Achrayim, Shimon, Rav Aaron, Rav Chanan, all done in that very mechudishtik lashon of the Rambam, Sharei Eim Ba'Maisa. They say very, very beautiful pshat. Okay, Rabbi Sai, Ad Kan this week. We'll see you Meretz Hashem next week, going forward in the Perik, this Gishmak Perik of Shas Katan, Mishas Katan of Leonidas. Have a good week.